Unit 2, Recording 4.
As far as I'm concerned, we cannot trust the news we read these days.
Why not?
Because journalists have an axe to grind.
Well, that's debatable.
I think it's very rare to get a truly impartial journalist. I don't think it's within human nature to be impartial. You side on one side or the other.
Why would a journalist want to be partial? Why would a journalist not want to be impartial? Surely that's the job of a journalist.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Why?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying I think there are some journalists who cannot be trusted. They have an agenda. They aren't there to tell the truth. They're there to sell newspapers.
Yeah, it's a job. They're being paid, and effectively they're the mouthpiece for whoever is paying them.
But isn't the job of a journalist to be rigorous? I mean, if somebody comes up with a piece of nonsense or just whatever, you know, piece of received information they're spouting, isn't the job of a journalist to get to the bottom of that and say, what do you really mean by that? Have you got proof of it? What are your sources?
I mean, they're going asking, where's the evidence for what you're saying? Mm. They're not just going to say, you tell me every sheep in Wales is blue, and they're not going to go, oh, right, I'll just write down every sheep in Wales is blue. They're going to say, right, well, show me photographs, take me and show me these sheep.
But the bigger issue here, if you ask me, is that they're there to sell newspapers and newspaper owners have political agendas.
Quite frankly, it's a business as well, isn't it?
Well,
yeah, it's a political business.
From what I can gather about the nature of the dispassionate idea of being a journalist, what a journalist is after is the truth. If that journalist then goes to work for a particular paper that's got a particular angle, a particular axe to grind, then certainly that journalist may err towards one side of the political spectrum or the other. But only a bit, I would say. I would say they're still after truth at its heart.
Exactly. Surely any journalist worth his or her salt is going to make the case for both sides. Anybody just arguing one side in a totally biased way is not going to be taken seriously.
Why are there so many libel trials, then, if we can trust everything journalists write?
From what I can gather, people, and journalists included, don't even know that they're biased, and they'll write, something trying to be impartial, and they won't realise that actually they have a slant on it. You can't help it.
Highly unlikely. I mean, they're not stupid people, are they?
I think some of them are for some newspapers. The way they write's incredibly stupid.
Well, surely the people being libelled are just people who didn't like what was said about them.
Do you think we could agree that the basic honesty of journalists is probably not to be questioned, but there are a few bad apples in the cart, and that there are journalists who give other, who are bad journalists who are partisan and who are arguing a particular political slant who give other journalists a bad name?
Well, I'd say there are a few bad carts rather than a few bad apples.